Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
Jim Jordan has just come out saying, hey, America, guess what? You may have actually been screwed more than you could have ever imagined when it comes to the Biden crime family. This is their upcoming Hunter Biden hearings, and he also blasted the Robert Hur report, saying there is another example of a massive double standard injustice in this country if you are a conservative or if you are a liberal Democrat. Now, Republicans will hold a hearing on Hunter Biden investigation on Wednesday. Representative Jordan was at a rally for Donald Trump, and he was asked about this by the media. You're going to hear some sound in the background, and you're going to hear some music, but I want you to understand the context of this, and I want you to listen carefully to what Jim Jordan said about how big of a deal this is going to be on Wednesday, and most importantly, who they're going to be asking questions of.
I think, Chairman Comer, we're going to have this hearing on this week, this upcoming week, with three of Hunter Biden's business partners, Mr. Galanis, Mr. Bob Alinsky, and Mr. Archer. And what's interesting, all three of those individuals tell a different story, and their story seems to match up with most of three of them versus what Hunter Biden told us when we deposed him. So we'll see if Hunter Biden comes in, but we'll go through this hearing, get information out to the American people. I thought last week, with Special Counsel Hur, where we went through that, where we know Joe Biden knowingly retained and disclosed classified information. He knew the rules. He'd been in government 5 decades. He was chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He was vice president, so he knew the law, willfully violated that law. And I think he did it because Special Counsel Hur says in his report, he said Joe Biden was motivated to ignore classified procedures because he was writing a book, and he got an $8 million advance. So there were 8 million reasons why Joe Biden didn't follow the law. And then, of course, Mr. Hur concludes by saying, even though he knowingly, willfully retained and disclosed, did it for the money, in my judgment, we're not going to prosecute because he's a forgetful old man. And I think that came out loud and clear in the hearing we had this past week. So we'll have another hearing next week with these other individuals, and we'll go from there.
Now, you listen to Jordan, and you notice one of the things he said about Hur. He admitted he did it for the money. Did you notice that? He's like, Hur admitted to us that, yeah, Joe Biden did these things for cash, but we're not going to hold him accountable because he's an old, forgetful man. That's the alibi. The alibi is, my son was a drug addict, right? That's alibi number one. And then alibi number two is this alibi of, well, and I'm a really old, forgetful man who, by the way, happens to be the president of the United States of America, who, by the way, happens to be running for re-election. Now, we're going to get into this alibi even more in a moment. But first, let me tell you about something really cool, and that is a company called Ammo Squared. Ammo Squared helps you stay stocked up on ammunition automatically. Ammo is delivered to you on demand or automatically when you need it and stored for free when you don't. It is a unique way to literally invest in ammunition. You can buy low and dollar cost average over time, and then you can also cash out when prices rise without ever taking delivery of any physical ammunition. Or you can get that ammo if you want it. This was founded over 8 years ago in the freedom-loving state of Idaho. Ammo Squared is truly automated, set it and forget it, ammo purchasing. I love Ammo Squared because I get to pick my caliber, I get to set my budget, I get to select a shipping trigger, and that's it. Ammo builds up over time. It's delivered automatically when I want it. They have over 60 different caliber options that are available, including multiple options for popular calibers like 9mm, 223, 5.56, and 12 gauge. And forget about dealing with moving heavy cases of ammunition in your garage. You can literally exchange your Ammo Squared inventory from one caliber to another in just seconds with a click of a button. Or you can close your account and sell it all back anytime you need the money. Or maybe prices go through the roof like they did with COVID. You can cash out and make a ton of money off the ammo that you paid pennies on the dollar for compared to the new market rates. This is effortless ammunition management. Now, I want to give you some free ammo. Go to ammosquared.com/Ben. That's ammosquared.com/Ben. When you sign up, you're going to get some free ammo in your account right away. AmmoSquared.com/Ben and get free ammo in your account today. Now, let's talk about the first part of what was said there by Jim Jordan. What Jim also said was, we're going to sit down and we are going to talk to three different people that worked in the Biden crime family that are contradicting the president and contradicting Hunter Biden. Now, we talked about this in a previous show. Hunter Biden demanded that there be a public hearing so he could tell everybody in the world what he did was right and how the Republicans are evil and wrong, right? Like, he demanded that. I want a public hearing. Now that there is a public hearing, he's saying, I'm not going to show up for the public hearing. This is a problem, I think, for the White House and Hunter Biden, because when you demand something and then that happens and then you say, I'm not going to show up for it, you understand how many Americans are like, okay, what are you hiding? Now, this isn't the only problem that the Bidens also have right now. We're also hearing now in new breaking news that there are going to be multiple criminal referrals. James Comer, warning of what's next in the Biden family business probe. Here is part of what he had to say on Fox Business.
Hunter Biden is not expected to appear before a House committee for public testimony this week. His lawyer dismissing the whole thing as a carnival sideshow. Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer joined me yesterday on Sunday Morning Futures. He thinks Hunter will show up this week. Comer also told me he is preparing to send out multiple criminal referrals. Now, watch.
There were massive discrepancies between what three of Hunter Biden's business associates said pertaining to Hunter's involvement and pertaining to President Biden's involvement versus what Hunter testified. I fully expect Hunter Biden to show up. If he does not show up, then it's not going to end well for the Bidens, because we have three witnesses that are testified, that have already testified under oath.
How many criminal referrals are you expecting to make?
There are going to be multiple criminal referrals. The evidence is overwhelming. Just because the media and the White House want to indoctrinate America and say there's no evidence, that doesn't change the fact that there's a lot of evidence of criminal wrongdoing by the Biden family.
Now, what's interesting is these three men that used to work with the Biden crime family, they're going to come forward. They're going to tell their story. And what they're going to do is they're going to tell you exactly what was happening with all of this, right? They're going to explain very clearly where the money was going and how the money was moving and who the big guy was. I'm going to make a prediction right now. You're going to have the big guy become center stage on Wednesday. The big guy is going to be what they're going to want to talk about. And the reason why they're going to want to talk about it is because they are, I think, angry that they haven't gotten away with it, right? What they did. I mean, look at all these people that are testifying. A lot of them have their own legal problems and issues. And I'm sure there's an anger aspect to this of like, how is it that my life's been flipped upside down, but exposing the Bidens, nothing's happened to them? Like, how is this even possible? There's also, I think, a lot of anger right now of how do the Bidens keep getting away with it? Let's compare and contrast that real quick to what's going on with these judgments that have happened in these woke liberal courts by these radicals who are trying to bankrupt Donald Trump. The lawyers have come out, for example, today saying it's impossible for Trump to post bond covering $454 million in civil fraud judgment. Now, we all know that these are absurd judgments and they're going to be overturned on appeal. However, the whole point of these lawyers and these radical left judges that have come after Trump in New York and this appellate court is to bankrupt him.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extra help.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You look at what they did in New York. These attorneys have officially come out saying it is impossible for former President Donald Trump to post a bond covering the full amount of his $454 million civil fraud judgment while he appeals, his lawyers told the New York appellate court on Monday. Why? Because it cost a hell of a lot of money to post a bond for $500 million. Trump's lawyers wrote in a court filing that obtaining an appeal bond in that full amount of the judgment is not possible under the circumstances that have been presented with interest, because when you appeal, you have to then pay the interest on the judgment, the settlement here, right? The judgment amount. That means with interest, Trump owes $456.8 million. In all, he and co-defendants, including his company and top executives, they say, owe $467.3 million. Now, to obtain a bond, they would be required to post collateral worth $557 million, more than $500 million, is what Trump's lawyers said in the report. They said the defendants had so far approached 30 companies through four separate brokers to obtain these bonds. A state appeals court judge ruled last month that the Republican presidential candidate must post a bond covering the full amount to pause enforcement of the judgment, which they say is to begin in about a week on March the 25th. It's insanity. this judge, Judge Arthur, you remember the guy with the white hair that looked like he was a sitcom moron sitting on the bench like it was the intro to The Office, he fined Trump $354 million and then barred him from business in New York, even though the people that he was claiming that Trump defrauded testified on behalf of Donald Trump. No one was not made whole on the loans that Donald Trump got through banks. The banks actually came out. And the banks defended Donald Trump, saying they were not defrauded. Didn't matter. Because you have this woke activist judge who decided to take justice into his own hands, which is to take out Donald Trump. Because he hates Trump. So then Trump was fined $354.8 million, plus approximately $100 million in prejudgment interest after this Manhattan court, Supreme Court judge, Arthur, whatever the hell his last name, Ingeron, I think was his name, ruled that the former president had inflated his net worth in order to get more favorable loan terms. Now, no one was defrauded. No one didn't get paid back in the loans. None of the banks that gave him the money said anything was wrong. They testified on Trump's behalf. It doesn't matter because Donald Trump's the worst person in the world to these psychos on the left. And before I give you all the details, I want to tell you about my friends at Freedom Gold USA. Inflation is heavily eroding your purchasing power, putting your savings, retirement accounts, and future legacy at risk. With more taxes, the continuous threat of war, and national debt now exceeding $34 trillion, and the push for central bank digital currencies, our financial freedom is at stake. Now, if you have $50,000 or more in retirement savings, you may be at risk. In times of economic uncertainty, securing your family's financial future is essential. And Freedom Gold USA is here to empower you. You can act now by calling them at 1-800-655-8843 or visit freedomgoldusa.com/Ben. The team at Freedom Gold USA is ready to help you preserve your wealth and provide stability in uncertain times. Learn how to add gold and silver to your IRA or have it shipped to your home. Safeguard your wealth with physical gold and silver and take control of your financial future today. 1-800-655-8843 or visit freedomgoldusa.com/Ben to see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Now, Trump already said, look, I'm going to appeal the ruling, and every scholar out there says that this will be overturned on appeal because there is nothing here that was wrong. No one's claiming they didn't get paid. No one's claiming they were defrauded. There are no victims. The only thing this is a psycho radical left who ran on trying to put Donald Trump in jail and bankrupting him. And that's what this judge is getting off on. Now, Trump, you know, again, he says, look, I'm going to go out there. I'm going to appeal this, which any person in the right mind would do, and it's going to get overruled. Still, he will have to pay the fine as a bond to New York State before he can proceed, is what the judge has said. Now, this is a different level of injustice now, and I want you to think about what they're saying. They're basically saying, if you don't play by the rules, we're going to come after you. That's number one. All right. If you don't play by the rules that we decide that you must play by politically, I'm not talking about in business, I'm talking about politically, and you're in New York, we will come after you and try to destroy you and your business. We will try to end you. And if we get a judgment against you, which we can do in a liberal court with a liberal judge, with a liberal jury in civil, this isn't criminal, okay? I want to be clear about this. This is civil, not criminal court. They're then going to say, all right, we told you you should play by the rules and you didn't. And now look at where you are. You are financially bankrupt. Now, they want to bankrupt. That's what this ultimately is really all about. They want to bankrupt the president of the United States of America and shoot a bullet across the bow, letting anybody else know and everybody else know, actually, you better not mess with us, because if you do and you step out of line, we will find something that we believe you did wrong civilly, okay, not criminally. And we're going to nail you to the wall, and that's going to be the game over moment for you. That's what this is really all about. By the way, so far, let's be really clear about this. It's working. So far, it's actually working brilliantly. So far, the Democrats' plan has gotten the president in a situation where he, in reality, could lose everything, not because he's guilty of anything, but because of the absurdity of the attack against him and the fact that he can't get a $500 million bond put up to even get the chance to do the appeal on top of all the interest that's accruing right now that you're held liable for if you are Donald Trump at this moment. If there is anything that should happen because of this, it should be every business in America that does business in New York City that is not run by woke liberals, you should run from that state as fast as you can. Because if this is what happens in New York, and this is what can happen to the president of the United States of America. In fact, there was one of the guys on Shark Tank had a comment about this. I want to play it for you. All right. This was Kevin O'Leary, and I want you to hear what he had to say about doing business in New York City. And after this judgment against Trump and what he said, listen carefully. And this was, by the way, on CNN, and CNN's the first person, their host that you're going to hear here, arguing with O'Leary, implying that Donald Trump, you know, of course, deserves to be in prison and deserves to pay the $355 million in civil fraud, you know, fines here, even though no one was defrauded. And listen to Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank fight back hard.
And the Trump organization, because there's probably a lot who are saying to themselves, I've never falsified my business records. I know what a square foot looks like. I know what I can ask for and what I have the money to support. So I wonder to what extent that really is true. But on the second point, wouldn't there be many companies who would not want to do business or loan money to people like yourself or investors if they know that they can get away with fraud and there's no recourse to protect them?
Excuse me, what fraud? This is not about Trump anymore. When you get a developer, that builds a building and he says it's worth $400 million and he wants to borrow $200 million from a bank, which happens every day, everywhere on earth, including every American city, every developer is an entrepreneur. They shine the light on their building and they say it's worth $400. The bank does its own due diligence, as was done in this case, because they're very good at it. The banks are very good. And they say, no, it's worth $300. We're only going to loan you $150 million. That haggling has gone on for decades. That's how it works. And then in this case, even the bank that was supposedly defrauded testified and said, we didn't lose anything. We want to do business with this guy again. We'd like to. But the judge said, no. Let's penalize this developer for $355 million. And we're going to do that. Let's penalize all the developers all across America. They've all done the same thing. All of them should go to jail and we should stop building buildings. That's what the message is from New York. Even the governor herself is concerned about what this looks like to investors all around the world. It's not just U.S. domestic. Around the world, people are talking about what happened here. You really think people want to invest money in New York after this?
By the way, I love how he says this has nothing to do with Trump now. It has nothing to do with Trump now. He's right. This is about how can you do life anymore if these are the rules, if you're a developer, and if someone decides they don't like you, this is what they can do to crush you.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extra-help.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let me just say one final thing about this moment in history. I hope that New York gets hammered for this long term. I hope that there are billionaires and multi-billion dollar companies that say, we cannot take this risk. We cannot deal with this type of risk in a state. We know this is Donald Trump, and we know you guys are going after Trump. I mean, you know, you even look at the New York governor, and she's backpedaling because she realizes now how bad this ruling could be for business in New York. Let me just go back to what the governor said about the attorney general and praising James for targeting Trump. And this wasn't that many months ago. This was, and again, this is back in February. Listen.
Just got off the phone with Attorney General Tish James and spoke to her about how this sends a strong message that in the state of New York, businesses, business people who commit fraud and to hide their assets will be caught and prosecuted. Whether you're the president of the United States, a past president and forever past president of the United States, or you're an ordinary business person, no one is above the law here in the state of New York. And I congratulate her and her effort for making sure that that is a message that is heard loud and clear.
By the way, you notice there, she said the forever past president, meaning we're not going to let him get elected this time. Why? Because we're going to try to lock him up. So she's excited about this, right? At the very beginning, she's all fired up about this. Well, then she has to come out because after she made those comments just days later, everybody started freaking out in business going, wow, okay, so now we've got a governor who's supporting an AG, celebrating them going after their political opponents. You could hear it there in her comments there. Clearly political, right? Forever the past president. That was a political statement. Obviously, she was wanting to make sure that she got that political statement out there. But then Hochul had to come out and say, tell businesses not to fear about the Trump verdict, saying there's nothing to worry about. Nothing to worry about? Because you just did the complete opposite of that. If you're a business, I mean, this governor saying, hey, New York business owners, look, let me just tell you this, okay? It's doing a sit-down interview. She told them, quote, there was nothing to worry about after former President Trump was hit with a $355 million fine and a ban on conducting business in New York for 3 years. She went on the Cats Roundtable on WABC 770 AM, where she was asked if other New York business people should be worried if they can do to them what was been done now to the former president moving forward. Her response, quote, I think that it's really an extraordinary, unusual circumstance that the law-abiding and rule-following New Yorkers who are business people have nothing to worry about because they're very different than Donald Trump and his behavior. So his behavior is he got out of line. His behavior is he decided to run for office. His behavior is he ran for president and won. His behavior is he's running for president again. That's the only crime he's committed here is that he's running for office. And she says, well, I think it's really an extraordinary, unusual circumstance, meaning, hey, if you're not running for president as a Republican and you don't win and you stay in line with us liberals, you have nothing to worry about. That's what she's saying. Now, that is not done enough, clearly, to calm the conservative, moderate, or even just good business people in New York. Because what happens if you get on their bad side maybe 5, 10, 15 years down the road from now? And you've accumulated $500 million in wealth or $1 billion of wealth. Apparently, any moment at any time, a New York judge can order you, number one, can accuse you, and a prosecutor, an activist prosecutor, can accuse you of fraud even though no one was defrauded. And the people that you claimed were defrauded came and testified on behalf of Trump, not on behalf of the state. And then you can get a judge saying, hey, Trump, you got to pay the massive sum and penalties in the civil fraud case, or we're going to start seizing all of your assets. And the judge found Trump, the Trump organization, right, top executives and his adult sons liable for fraud. Therefore, that's the end of it, right? That's what they're saying. The governor provided reassurance to your New York businesses after the ruling, saying, look, by and large, they are honest people and they're not trying to hide their assets and they're following the rules. She said the people who own and conduct business in New York City. And so this judgment, this judge determined that Donald Trump did not follow the rules. He was prosecuted, and truly the governor of the state of New York does not have a say in the size of a fine. And we want to make sure that we don't have that level of interference, she said. So in other words, we're fine with a fine. We're fine with the political prosecution. We're fine with all of it. Don't be a conservative and you're good in New York City. Okay? Don't be a conservative and do business here or run for president here and you're good. If you have any amount of money, I'd run from New York. Because it's not just New York City now. It's the whole damn state. Based on what they're saying, it is the whole state. And let me just put this into comparison for you real quick. Hunter Biden's ex-business partner has come out and revealed why he, quote, managed Joe's, this is Joe Biden, the president of the United States of America's, personal finances free of charge. Did you know that? Yeah. Hunter Biden's former business partner and accountant, Eric Swearin, managed, we've now been told, Joe Biden's personal finances free of charge while the elder Biden was serving as vice president and frequently visited the White House to discuss related issues is the alibi for all of the meetings. Swearin testified to this before the House Oversight and Judiciary Committees about his knowledge of Hunter Biden's foreign business dealings and the financial services he provided to then Vice President Joe Biden, where they had meetings at the White House on the regular. Can you imagine if a judge like the judge in New York that is going after Donald Trump actually had real intel like this in front of him? What would he do? I'm sure he would bury it. I'm sure he would do what the deep state's done, saying nothing to see here. Let's look the other way. When was the last time you found somebody in financial services that does the job for free? Can anyone answer that question? And not just for like one day, for like 8 years. Quote, I don't recall who thought of the suggestion, whether it was myself or Hunter or the vice president, but there was a discussion that I would be a, I would be a, you know, a financial advisor and it would be free. So why would you be a financial advisor for free? I can tell you exactly why. It was a favor for a friend. That's how it was described. You know, just a normal favor for a friend. Can you imagine how complicated it would be to do that job for a vice president? And I say complicated because there's all these financial disclosures. There's a lot of different government reporting you have to do. Like if you want to talk about doing something for a friend, this is not the moment to do it for a friend. Because it's incredibly complicated to do this for a, quote, friend the way they're describing it. Like, it's not easy, folks. It's hard. And I think everybody knows that. So what was it? It was to get the access. That's what it was. It was all about getting access and gaining access and favors from the Vice President of the United States of America. These individuals are corrupt as hell. And look, all of this has been covered up by the deep state, number one, okay? And all of this has been covered up in a very significant way by so many people that are involved. Like, it's absurd how many people. It's actually incredible how many people have been doing corrupt things and have been doing these corrupt things on a level that no one else can understand except for those that are doing the real investigation. The FBI knew they were corrupt. The FBI looked the other way because that's what they do. They look the other way. This week on Wednesday is going to be very interesting to see what these men and women say. I'm going to keep you updated on it, and I'll see you back here tomorrow morning.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of the values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number four best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extra-help.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.